The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you are just joining us, we are coming to you live today from Austin, Texas. We are here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. We're going to hear a bit more about those guys later in the show. But the reason they are here is because it is something of a business hub, this city, and has become a much bigger business hub with an influx of big technology companies and others in recent years. And that, much like has happened in Dublin, has had an impact on what? The housing market. Audrey McGlinchey is a housing reporter with NPR in Austin. Audrey, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming into studio. You have your own Irish connections, kind of back to Donegal, and got you studied in Galway for a year.
Yeah. What gave it away, that last name, right?
Yeah, that name, it does give it away a little bit. Certainly, a kind of from the northern half of the country, McGlinchey's. Yes. So, listen, kind of housing in Austin. How would you describe that? And I accept housing is a very broad church. You're talking about everything there, from kind of homelessness to rent to kind of homes for purchase and everything in between. But how would you describe the state of the housing market?
It's a market that historically, and by that I mean the past two decades and primarily the last decade, has been just rising prices. That has been the story of the housing market in Austin. Rents going up, homes for sale going up. More recently, we're seeing a downturn in that, as I think many cities in the country are. But again, it's a city where a decade ago you could have bought a house for $250,000. Now that's going to be over $500,000.
Okay. Well, okay. So big increases, which again will, I think, resonate with everybody listening at home. So within that broad church, let's talk about rent then. Mm-hmm. So rental prices started coming down a little bit. Why is that?
Great question. They're down about 7% compared to this time last year. Part of that is we're here in Austin, developers are building a ton of apartments. We've had a huge apartment boom. At one point recently, we were actually building the most apartments per capita of any city in the country. And part of that is coming from the huge demand we saw during the pandemic. Lots and lots of people moved to this city because they could suddenly work remote. Austin's a fun place, gets a little hot in the summer. So we had all these people wanting to rent apartments. And so developers built a bunch.
And were there kind of market interventions to incentivize that, kind of on a federal level or from local government, state government, whatever it happened to be?
Not really.
It was just kind of the classic market-led supply and demand.
We don't have a ton of market intervention here in the States when it comes to housing, as I know other places in Europe do. But really, it was just there was profit to be made. We're in Texas. There is a good amount of land available, not necessarily in the city of Austin, but the surrounding suburbs. And so people started just building a ton of apartments.
And what difficulties do those developers face in terms of building? So the difficulties we would have at home, the difficulties people listening are familiar with, are about kind of land, access to zoned land. Planning is a big problem that we have. Lot of hurdles developers have to jump over in that regard. What's the story here?
Yeah, a lot of builders in Austin complain about the permitting process. So the process to, get the permit to even start building, it usually takes at least a year, if not more, to even break ground once you have a piece of land. So one of the biggest complaints is just all the bureaucracy that goes into being able to just, lay a foundation, for example.
So that's kind of the rental market to a degree. We see increased supply solving some of those problems.
Yes, but certainly not all.
Not all of them. What about homes to buy? So actually, maybe before we talk about the state of that market, you might give us a sense of the culture here. Mm-hmm. What they say sometimes about Ireland is that, people aspire to home ownership more in Ireland than maybe, say, in continental Europe. It's not that people don't, but maybe to a lesser degree, you'd have more people who are happy to rent for life on the continent. In Ireland, it's a very strong sense of, I want my own home, my own front door, patch of land, whatever it happens to be. We could talk about the reasons for that and history as long as we want. What would be the kind of the correlation here?
I think it's really similar. We've long had the idea that the American dream is homeownership. For many Americans, being able to own a home and pass that home on through generations has created wealth in families in ways that is not possible in our current society. And I think most young people, whether or not it's possible for them, are told they should be aspiring to own a home one day.
And so what is the state of the kind of the home purchase market then?
Yeah. So, well, one of the big things right now is mortgage interest rates, right? So during the pandemic, you could get a mortgage interest rate 2%, 3%. It's now closer to 7%. So just buying a house is much more expensive. That monthly mortgage payment is going to be a lot higher than it was just 2 years ago. So we are seeing prices come down because of that, just because fewer people can afford to buy a house right now. But those price drops are not offsetting the added cost of the higher interest rate.
Are there any fears about sustainability of the market, particularly in terms of the level of building that's going on? I was watching the local news last night and they were talking about budget deficits at state level and that the big tax revenue stream is still property taxes.
Yes. So
it set off alarm bells for all your listeners when we had a narrow tax base about 15 years ago. We all know what happened.
Yeah. So in Texas, we do not have income tax. So municipalities are almost entirely funded by property taxes, which can obviously become a huge burden for homeowners. And as you mentioned, the city of Austin is discussing a tax revenue deficit this year. I think the big question now is, well, the other thing I will say is that because rents are coming down, because home prices are coming down, it's now more expensive to build because of interest rates on construction loans, for example. Some builders are actually pulling back. The projects they wanted to build aren't making sense for them, so they're just not going to build it.
Yeah, you kind of find yourself sometimes in this vicious circle where we're in a kind of a housing shortage that allows to take hold because you've got, as you say, interest rates, you've got construction inflation, you've got inflation when it comes to supplies and suppliers. You've also got a lack of people to build the houses. You have a labour shortage.
Yeah.
And kind of the easy thing to do is, well, just import them, bring them in, find them somewhere else. And then people say, well, where are they going to live?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, at the end of the day, it's just we're at the whim of the market, right? And so there are certainly people, we have a growing crisis of homelessness here in Austin. There are certainly people that need homes they can afford. And so how those get built, I think, is the big question now.
So is this a kind of a live political issue? Are there political divisions over it? Or is there kind of a unanimity across the parties about how to solve it?
No. So what's been really interesting is that we've actually seen Republicans at the state. So the state of Texas, the state is controlled by the Republican Party, the Conservative Party. And we've seen folks there wanting to, really loosen regulations around building, make it easier to build more. You might have noticed here in Austin, most of the houses we have here are single family homes. Parts of Austin look much more like suburbs than actual, the 10th largest city in the in the country. So actually, Republicans have been looking at that at the state. Here in Austin, the city council is trying to make some changes to allow more homes to be built on pieces of land to kind of loosen
densification.
Up. Exactly, to densify the city, build homes closer together. But it's been a very controversial topic here in Austin.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been really interesting, Audrey, because, I think what people at home learn is that so many problems when it comes to housing kind of are mirrored in different parts of the world. Audrey McGlinchey is a housing reporter with NPR in Austin. Audrey, thanks a million for popping into us here in our makeshift studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.